Donegal, Sligo area, indeed border area, there has been a decrease in the population, as highlighted by the census report. And also Chagas and other reports clearly show the lack of reasonable employment in these areas is effectively affecting the job prospects. And as a result, more and more families in these rural areas are now more on the brink, if not in direct poverty, as it's defined by the United Nations, than any time since the early 1990s.
One of the points you're making is that even if someone living in a rural area does manage to get a job, the job is likely to be low paid, usually in a town, and could incur transport costs of up to €100 a week.
That's the big problem. We don't have a proper rural transport system. We know that. We have the Rural Community Transport Programme, which does a great deal of work. But sadly, it's a programme which is still very much underfunded. The transport situation means that people who, especially take a parent or, you know, who gets a job and who tries to get out of the poverty trap, has to get a car, maybe has to get the car done up, and then has to spend at least €100 a week or more travelling. That really is soul destroying, and it doesn't help the poverty situation, and frankly, it doesn't help the job situation either. And unfortunately, 40% of the population do live in rural Ireland. Donegal and Sligo is even higher. So frankly, another approach has to be taken.
You've launched the report in Dublin this morning. You're presenting it to politicians and policy makers. Are you getting any indication from them that they will listen to this any more than they've listened to the hundreds of similar reports released over the years?
Well, I'm going to put a call out to them now, especially the ones that didn't turn up. Quite a few did turn up, but quite a few didn't. And I would certainly, in Irish Rural Link, be saying to those politicians, when you next go out complaining that rural Ireland is not happy with your work, it would do you no harm to prove that you're listening somewhere. And I would argue that there is a real problem here. When our politicians do get elected, they're not listening. And we were disappointed by, you know, the fact that certain politicians, at policy decision-making level, did not turn up this morning, did not even bother to find out what we were saying. I will admit quite a few did, and we're delighted with those, and we hope they could pass the message on. But it might be interesting to know, some of the ones that turned up probably got elected because of rural disenfranchisement with the system. And I can tell you, these figures that we produced this morning give proof that there's reason why people are quite miffed at the system at the moment.